Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I also learned that you shouldn't eat a sugar cookie right before you preach. It'll be very short. I love this story about Jacob for lots of different reasons. Do you remember who Jacob is? You know, I'm finding that people don't always remember our biblical characters. Jacob was one of the twins. His brother's name was? Thank you. Esau was the hairy one who came out first. And so therefore he earned his father's blessing. Well, he didn't earn it. He just got it because he was first. Accident of birth. But do you remember what happened with Jacob? Jacob's mother and he got to talking about the whole blessing thing. And when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim and he was ready to go to his maker, Jacob's mother said, "You need the blessing." So Jacob cheated his brother out of his blessing. And so he killed an animal. Remember, his brother was the hairy hunter guy, and Jacob was just sort of the fair farmer. So Jacob went out and he killed an animal and he wore its skin and he went into his father and he received the blessing. The one blessing, the only blessing that his father had. He poured it out on Jacob. And when Esau came back from hunting with a great meal prepared for his father, his dad laying there on his bier close to the end of his life said, "Sorry, already gave it to your brother. What are you going to do?" Jacob, being a smart young man, ran for his life. Jacob was bigger, stronger, older, the whole nine yards, and Jacob took off. And that's where we pick up our story. Jacob is crossing the river Jabbok, with his two wives and his family and all of his goats and his sheep, and he's traveling along, and at the end of this story, Jacob will be meeting up with Esau, and he expects to die. So he's boogieing along, doing his thing, and as he crosses the river, he's by himself, and without missing a beat, the story tells us he began to wrestle with someone. And we find out later in the story that this someone is an angel or God. And what I love about this story is the immediacy of relationship that Jacob has with the divine. For Jacob, God is not some far-off being relegated to history. One of the problems I see today in Christianity is that we have this kind of strange thing going with God. On the one hand, we have the Jesus of the movie Dogma, Buddy Jesus. Those of you who've seen the movie know. Jesus is a cardboard cutout and he loves everybody. He's our friend. He's our buddy. And on the other hand, we have this God who is so far off as to become irrelevant. The God of Jacob on this day rolls around in the dirt with him, embraces him. If you've ever watched wrestling, it's quite fascinating. If you really want to be fascinated, go to a Mexican wrestling match in Puebla. It's just very entertaining. There is an immediacy about it. It's a physicality there in which Jacob wrestles with God, and halfway through the thing, God realizes God. And so God does the old, you know, hits him on the hip and displaces his hip, but Jacob won't let go. The sun is beginning to come up, and God says, "Let me go. The sun's about to come up." And Jacob again, the very Jacob who stole his brother's blessing, will take one from God. "I will not let you go until you give me a blessing." And God relents. and blesses Jacob with a name, Israel. No longer will you be called Jacob, but you will be called Israel, because you have struggled with God, and you have with God and with human, and you have prevailed. What I love about this story is this sort of dichotomy, this kind of dialectic that we see in the story with Jacob. On the one hand, God is intimate and present and real in his life, so much so that he's able to struggle with that God face to face. And yet, this God is merciful and lays a blessing on Jacob. This is our God. This is the same God who, in the beginning, made everything and put us as stewards over all of creation, who seems like the great one out in the heavens with whom we can have no contact. The kids and I, for confirmation, watched the Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston again. And you have the burning bush and the God up there and the lightning, and there's that God, and yet this very same God sends a child named Jesus, one of us. Somehow it seems to me we've got to begin to get away from this God who is so far away and irrelevant, or this God who looks and smells and is just like us, the buddy Jesus, and somehow begin to understand God in a more complex and relational manner. That God isn't so simple as to be obedient to our will, nor is God so disinterested that our will doesn't matter at all. Like Jacob, we're called to struggle with God in our faith. It's one of the things I love about the Jewish tradition of the Psalms of Lament, to struggle and wrestle with God who seems unjust and unfair, who, like the judge in the story in the gospel, seems to need our constant haranguing to be reminded, but who, like the judge in the gospel, relents and pours out grace. We need to begin to understand God as the one with whom we wrestle and live, and who at the same time also made and sustains us. In some ways, it's so much easier to make God the God of religion so far off and so far away, or just make God so nice as to be nothing but pablum. But we are like Jacob, called into a new life and into a relationship with God that is characterized by grace and by love, but also, as Martin Luther put it, by fear. In each of Luther's explanations of the Ten Commandments, Luther says, "You shall both fear and love God." This dialectic God is our gift, the one who calls each of you to live in the Sabbath of grace. And so we live the life of Jacob, where we wrestle with God face to face, where we receive the gift of Jesus Christ on the cross for our sake, and yet remain God's faithful servants. It isn't an easy life, but it's one that is more interesting and infinitely fulfilling than the alternative. So you Jacobs, you Jacobettes. I don't know, what is the female form of Jacob? Fritz, do you know? Very good. You know, one of the things I like about Fritz, you can always depend on him for a very quick response. You Jacobs and you Jacquelines, not jack-o'-lanterns, kids, you Jacquelines, struggle with God, for you have already been renamed and received the name of the children of God. Amen.